This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not sure we should do this.
I do think that you are the weakest link.
I am
here.
For sure the weak. Okay. We want to try
Goodbye.
Something.
I used to love that show.
Oh my God. That mean lady.
Yeah.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
She's so mean.
Bring it back.
We basically want to do something called Gross Us Out.
Mm-hmm.
So you just call and tell us a story, a quick anecdote. I don't want to drag it out too long, but like of something that's just going to make us go like.
Make us barf.
Sort of. Yeah. Extra points if we actually tap out.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to tap out on a. TX like over there going, I got a few stories. Can I go? No. I want to say what inspired this is there's this Chinese dude who was like, he had bad breath.
Okay.
Could not figure out why.
That can't be it.
So he
can get bad.
Yeah, you're tapping out already.
Here's a sequence of events, because I know how it ends. I've already read the whole story.
Okay.
He wakes up one morning, felt like something was in his nose and throat. He tried coughing, nothing came up. So he's like, screw it, went back to sleep. And then it just kept happening for the next few days. Had like unusually bad breath. He began coughing up a bunch of phlegm or whatever, goes to the doctor. They can't find anything. They went to a respiratory specialist. They did the CT scan or whatever. And they said, there's a foreign object in your lung. So they send the little tongs down into his lungs and pull back what's left of a decomposing cockroach. So while he was asleep, it crawled up his nose.
I'm waking up for that.
I like to think I would, but I don't know. I'm a heavy sleeper.
Seems like my mustache is creeping up my neck.
It's, yes.
Or my nose. Yeah. I hope I would wake up. Or have I not woken up? Has it happened
already? I'm picturing a cockroach is not small. So how big are this man's nostrils?
That's a good point.
And then crawls down the back of his throat, apparently.
Well, and then he woke up to cough, but it was too late.
But then it kept going.
Yeah.
And made its way into his lungs.
Poor buddy was so lost.
Yeah. He's brave.
Go into the light.
A new world, and he's, you know, he's going to send
you guys, he had a dead cockroach in his lung that made his breath stink.
That's pretty gross.
And like somebody's just like, you smell like dead cockroach. Let me go into your lung and retrieve one. This is exactly what we're looking for. If you got a story... Like, I'm just thinking of, I remember a friend of mine was prone to getting boils.
Mm.
I don't even know what a boil is. You know what a boil is?
No.
It's just like a
buildup of something.
Yeah,
like
but
I don't
know what.
Like a wart zit.
And they can just get very big.
Yeah.
And what you end up having to do is go to a doctor and they, heat up a needle and they lance it and drain it. And then, well, it just kept happening to this dude. And at a certain point, his wife was a little bit like you, Aaron, like, ooh, Dr. Pimple Popper, I love that show. And she's like, I'll do it. She wanted to, she was like, I'll do it. And like heated up something.
Oh no.
Like a crochet needle or whatever, because it was a massive thing. But I guess if you've never done it before, like doctors like have a compress on it or something while they are doing it.
Oh no, she just full send.
She's like, pah!
Like she's laying a flag. Or
you need towels.
Well, she found that out the hard way because she took a mouthful of it.
Oh no.
Like it didn't just spray, but it sprayed right at her and like, and it's body temp, it's hot and it's like.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Oh no. T-Hack is the weakest link.
I was maybe a little too cocky to start this out.
So if you can gross us out, tell us your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There was one time, junior high track. I'll never forget it. We were changing after school before practice to go run around, do whatever. And we didn't have a locker room because we're just a junior high team. So we're just in the boys' bathroom, just like in the, just not even in stalls, just out in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so we're all in there and just my buddy doesn't say a word. He goes over to one of the urinals. And does a number two.
In the urinal?
In the urinal, as everyone is just gathered around.
He backed in.
He backed beep, in. He beep, backed in. Yeah, beep. While we were all in the room. And then it smelled. We all had to run out. And that was pretty gross.
It's not just gross. It's just...
All right, let's go do it then.
No,
let's
the go poor do it. Janitor.
I don't even know if I don't think I want to do this now.
Buckle up, buddy.
Because oh, no.
I know I don't want them all to be that, but like I'm thinking of other things. Like I know somebody's gonna call, and we'll still take your story, but somebody's gonna call and go, I went and grabbed my Dr. Pepper as I was thirsty and just and realized, oh, it was my husband chews.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a lot of roommates that chewed, yeah.
Did you ever take a swig
no,
full of spit?
No, but they were just everywhere. Just little Gatorade bottles, just everywhere. And it's like, hey, eventually, either use one, maybe. Like, fill one up and throw it away. Or get rid of them. Why are you leaving them around? I don't get that.
It's not decor.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they put like a flower in it.
Poor flower dies immediately.
Oh my God, I just read one of the things that Aaron found on the interweb. Somebody took a crochet needle to a hemorrhoid while in the shower.
Okay.
But here was their thing. Here's what they said at the end.
Here's their reasoning.
No, well, they said they had been getting them and they just decided. And they said this is the time. It said it squirted out black jelly about the size of their thumbnail, but they've never had one since. Checkmate.
Okay. If you go through it, you'll be rewarded, I guess.
Okay. Anybody else want to give any more, or are we just going for it?
I say we go for it. There was one time we were dissecting fetal pigs in high school.
Please don't do this. You just said go for it, and then you're telling one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had to put them back in their plastic bags for the next day because we were done. And the little, poor bud, his leg, like, kind of flung and got stuck on the bag and just into my mouth.
Oh, wow.
That's fine. I lived.
Oh, that wasn't even for a class or anything. They were just doing that.
They're just like, what else are you supposed to do in the cafeteria? Okay. If you can gross us out, if you can get us to play the vomit sound while you're telling your story, that you would be, okay. Gross us out. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through...
deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we're trying it. We're doing... We're doing... I don't know what just happened there. I'm so nervous that I'm turning into an accent. We're doing Gross Us Out. Because some guy let a cockroach climb up his nose and down...
He didn't let it, but it happened.
As soon as a cockroach...
He didn't give approval.
As soon as it touches...
You shall pass.
Okay. Can I finish? The second it's touching my nose, I'm like, what the hell is that?
I agree. Oh, yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
Goodness. Wow.
Frisky, but not there. Andrea?
Yai.
Gross us out.
Okay, so I teach high school. We got freshmen. And the second half of the year, the eighth graders are trying to decide what high school they want to go to. So they shadow and they come to the school for a day. So we had ninth graders in their regular classroom. Some eighth graders were sitting there joining and watching. And one of the ninth graders was there picking her arm, picking scabs, pimples, and then eating them.
No!
So
the eighth graders were just watching.
Shut your mouth!
I don't think they came here this year.
Don't worry, eighth graders. That'll be cleared up by next year.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you allowed?
It was rough and gross.
It's not intervenable, though, right? You can't like.
Can make the class more entertaining.
So it was it was in a classroom next to me, and the teacher is like, "It's okay, just turn around." I know, sweetie.
Did anybody hurt?
Redirect the poor kids. No, what was that?
Did anybody throw up?
No, just watching.
I would definitely chuck.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Somebody eats a scab in front of you?
I would definitely make a face, but I'm not.
Make a face is as far as you're going to go with that.
Yeah.
If somebody is in the vicinity of the radio station with an edible scab, please.
Are any actually edible?
Jessica?
Yai.
Gross us out. We're not sure why, but do it.
I used to date a guy that chewed, and he would spit into my old iced tea bottles. And one time I took a drink from the tea bottle thinking it was my iced tea, and it was his chew.
And what does it taste like?
Iced tea's gross enough. I wouldn't tell the difference.
Does it taste kind of minty or whatever the chew tastes? Did you know immediately what you were up against? Like,
I knew immediately, and I got sick.
Did you hurl?
I sure did.
Yeah, no, I would too. I'm on the verge of it right now.
Snapple will pay for this.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. That was lovely. Sean?
Yay.
Gross us out for some reason.
Okay, here we go. We went on vacation. We left our dog with family. When we came back, our dog wasn't acting quite right, just really low energy and, you know, just off. And, you know, we took him to vets. They couldn't tell what's going on. They thought maybe cancer. So we're just trying to figure things out. His neck swelled up like the size of like a softball. And it was draining a little bit, but, you know.
Oh, God.
We didn't have time to take him in, so I just lanced it, and it took a whole roll of paper towels to catch everything. And I believe, we never confirmed it, but I believe he got stung by a brown recluse. So there was, like, tissue.
Oh, boy.
And, like, hearts. And luckily, you know, got it all cleaned up and kept it clean. And I like to think his fluff, like, really took over and it grew back together. I mean, it was as big as my hand, just opening
my
mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
we've established it, bro, and we've let you tell the whole thing, but now I have to stop you.
I'm glad he was okay.
Yeah, he lived, right?
He was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lived. Mm. And There you go.
Just a softball full of brown recluse pus.
The dog's like, let's do this again sometime. Kind of pampering.
I love my dog so much, but like I can't.
You would.
I couldn't do it. I really don't think I could.
Really?
I think I would probably bring it to you because I know you could.
Yeah.
God, what?
She would be more upset about wasting the paper towels than.
Honestly, don't you have rags?
Katie.
Yay.
Yay.
Gross us out.
I work in a hospital, and if you have someone who's had a trach placed for breathing in their neck, they get these thick, ooey, gooey, clog everything secretions, and they can't breathe. Mm-hmm. So I'm bent over in front of someone, working hard to try and get it cleaned up, whatnot. They coughed. Oh. In my hair, on my face, in my eyes.
Oh, with no. This.
It's just a whole bunch of squish. Just everywhere. It's just coming at you live, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I might be tapping.
No, we're definitely tapping out.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.